UT's Bioenergy Focus. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm confident we got the right team together, and unless you swing a bat, you're not going to hit it out of the park. So we think there's still real upside to this thing.
University of Tennessee President Dr. Joe DiPietro commenting on UT's efforts to produce and process bioenergy from a variety of sources, such as the sun and crops like switchgrass.
Energy is a major theme we have, and we've got advantage here because of the Oak Ridge National Lab and its relationship with us. So we think anything we can do to make it more effective, more efficient, less costly, and better yet for the farmers, more profitable, is a good thing.
Dr. DiPietro is now in his second year as president at the university, and he knows a lot about the university's efforts in biofuels. He was chancellor of the Institute of Agriculture for the previous 5 years, and he helped to spearhead the UT Biofuels Initiative, which has grown to include a refinery in Von Ohr, Tennessee, where they are turning switchgrass into cellulosic ethanol. And recently, the dedication was held with the opening of the West Tennessee Solar Farm in Haywood County.
That facility has enough capacity to support the energy for 500 homes. It's a demonstration facility, but also a research facility, and there'll be both educational components and research activities that should put Tennessee ahead and put Tennessee on the map when it comes to solar, material sciences around solar, and how to make energy from the sun more affordable for everybody.
And Tennessee is quickly becoming a leader in the solar energy industry, and DiPietro says their research on the biomass side has had to adapt to changes, but still moving forward with a bright future.
And so we've had to change a little bit. We still think there's a sound strategy around our biomass innovation park, the pilot refinery we've got that's a demonstration facility, and the opportunity to bring a first commercial facility to Tennessee is really possible. I mean, it's not a pipe dream. It'll take time and hard work.
And hopefully that work will benefit our farmers and consumers. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.